This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu today released three publications brought out by the Supreme Court of India. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachud and Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal were present on the occasion. Earlier speaking at the event, the CJI said without a clear picture of the ground reality, laws and policies will have limited impact. He said the hallmark of all the publications released today is the element of transparency. He said of the three publications, one is a collection of essays which analyze the jurisprudence of the court since its foundation, while the remaining two are studies which assess the functioning of the legal aid cells in universities and the state of our prisons. The CJI asserted that all three publications are moments of self-reflection both for the Supreme Court as well as the larger legal system. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada as deeply concerning. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking during a joint press conference with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong after participating in the 15th India-Australia Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue in Canberra this morning. Dr. Jaishankar expressed concern that political space has been given to extremist forces in Canada. He said that Canada has developed a pattern of making allegations without providing specifics. He called Canada putting Indian diplomats under surveillance as unacceptable. On being asked about the attacks on Hindu temples in Canberra, the Australian Foreign Minister called the attacks as upsetting for the Indian community. He said all Australians, regardless of their faith and culture, are entitled to be safe and they are entitled to be respected. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, campaigning is intensified for the first phase of assembly polls to be held on the 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public rally in Ranchi. Addressing a poll meeting at Dom Chachi in Kodarma, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath accused senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to uproot the corrupt government. On the other hand, senior JMM leader Hemant Soren accused the BJP of dividing society in the name of religion. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought votes in favour of INDIA bloc candidate at a rally in Kanke in Ranchi. In Maharashtra as well, campaigning is intensifying across the state as election date is approaching. A total of 4,140 candidates are contesting in 288 constituencies. The Election Commission of India has appointed Sanjay Kumar Verma as Maharashtra's new Director General of Police. This comes a day after Rashmi Shukla was removed from the post following numerous complaints by the opposition parties in the state. The winter session of Parliament will be held from the 25th of November to the 20th of December. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said in a social media post that on 26th November, the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution would be celebrated in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of the Uttar Pradesh Board of Madrasa Education Act 2004. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra gave the verdict against the Allahabad High Court's 22nd of March judgment that declared the act as unconstitutional and violative of the principles of secularism. Niti Aayog will be launching a 15-day Jal Utsav starting tomorrow to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the third Chief Secretary's Conference held in December last year. Niti Aayog said in a statement that Jal Utsav has been implemented in 20 aspirational districts and blocks from the 6th to the 24th of November. Voting is underway in the United States to elect the 47th president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. Polls open in Vermont and over the next few hours, more states will follow suit. More than 78 million Americans have already cast their votes early by mail-in ballot or in person before Election Day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.